Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. In this hour, an intimate portrait of Alberta Hunter that journeys across several continents, winds through seven decades, and spans a broad range of musical styles: jazz, cabaret, blues, ballads, and swing. The remarkable saga of a timeless diva of song, Alberta Hunter.
I got a mind to take a chance and gamble everywhere I go. The grapevines is busy. Yes, there's talk all over town. Play it for me. Yes, I said the grapevine's busy. There's talk all over town. They're saying the higher I try to raise you, the more you try to drag me down. You know I begged and I begged you to mend your low-down dirty ways. Oh, man. Yes, I begged you and I begged you to mend your low-down dirty ways. So I made up mine to leave you. Been thinking about it for days and days. Ooh, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. And it won't be long. Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow. Leaving, and it won't be long. You don't believe I'm going, brother? Just count the days I'm gone. Yeah, just as sure as Amtrak leaves that Pincy Yard. Hallelujah! Yes, I say as sure as Amtrak leaves that Pincy Yard. Oh. I'm going back to Memphis. I have to ride the rod. Yes, if you see me stealing, promise not to tell on me. I say if you see me stealing, please don't you tell on me. 'Cause I'm stealing back, baby, stealing back to my used to be. You know I got two men, make it three. I just can't keep them apart. Oh, yes, I got two men, Lord, can't keep them apart. One is my living, and the other one is my heart. Have mercy. Yes, he's long and he's tall, shaped just like a willow tree. Yes, he's long and he's tall, shaped just like a willow tree. I said, dirty, low-down rascal, put that thing on me. Ow. My girlfriend said, blacker than berry, sweeter is the juice. Talk to me. Yes, she said, blacker than berry, sweeter is the juice. That's the reason I got a long, tall, young black one for my personal use.
With a grin. waiting for my train. I'm gonna lose myself way down in Louisville. But I'm not a bit displeased with the north, the west, and the east. I'm gonna lose myself way down in like Jack jumped over the candlestick. Lord, I'm standing in the rain, waiting for my train. I'm gonna lose myself way down in Louisville.
Heading back to her hometown, not of Louisville, but Memphis, Tennessee. Alberta Hunter, who both wrote and sang I'm Gonna Lose Myself, that was 1927, and the 1980, I've Got a Mind to Ramble. During this hour, I'll be bringing you a wide range of Alberta's recordings from the 1920s to the 1980s. More of her original repertory and an intimate portrait of this timeless diva of song. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for being with me for Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New.
And if you want me, sweet papa, you got to come under my command.
Here's Alberta in a unique session with Fats Waller playing a huge pipe organ. Waller loved these kinds of instruments and never sounded better than on these 1927 discs with Alberta singing I'm Gonna See My Ma and Sugar.
Never maybe my sugar. That's why my sugar is so confectionary funny. He never pleads for my money, but when he feeds me on honey, he gets his needs every time. I'd make a million trips to his sweet lips if I were a bee, 'cause he's sweeter than any candy. Cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. I used to call my baby doll. It ain't new and it ain't old, but if you do what you're told, you'll find the answer when you take a look in Mr. Webster's dictionary book. That little word is sugar. I call my baby my sugar. I never maybe my sugar. That's why my sugar is such a little lollipop. Funny, he never pleads for my money, but when he feeds me on honey, he gets his needs every time. I'll make a million trips to his sweet lips if I wanna be, 'cause he's sweeter than any candy to me. Sugar, sugar, I'll call my baby my sugar, sugar, I never may be my sugar, that sugar baby of
to see my ma and sugar. Alberta Hunter in 1927 with Fats Waller's delightful accompaniment on grand pipe organ. Alberta Hunter was born in Memphis in 1895 and raised in fairly tough circumstances there. She was introduced to church music by her grandmother. Unhappy with her life, she ran away in her early teens to Chicago, where she heard that singers could make $6 a day.
Oh, honey, tips with something in Chicago.
She struggled her way to success as a singer in Chicago, first singing at the notorious Dago Frank's for prostitutes, and then moving on to better cabarets.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I make as much as $100, $200 a night More than that sometime. I used to make money. People come in, give you money. They take a $50 bill, a $100 bill, and roll them, throw it at you.
In a few years, she was pretty well established and could afford to have her mother join her. By about 1915, Alberta was in New York and moved up to the next rung of the show business ladder, the vaudeville circuit. Gradually, her stature grew. In the early 20s, she was performing with King Oliver's band in Chicago. Fletcher Henderson was her piano accompanist on about three dozen sides she cut for Paramount. Alberta Hunter's biggest break came in 1923 when Bessie Smith had a big hit with her Downhearted Blues, which sold 800,000 copies. Now her career shifted into high gear. She appeared in Shuffle Along, one of the first successful black musical revues, and made 16 sides for the better OK record label. Between 1927 and 29, Alberta Hunter traveled to Europe with great success, especially in London, where she appeared as Queenie in the hit musical Showboat.
You will go into London, they've just had a flood. I widened and said, on my way to London, for Showboat, to play opposite Paul Robeson.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps...
And then the next day, call came, come down to Drury Lane Theater.
During a long stay in Europe between 1933 and 37, Alberta was making records and films, appearing in theater, and touring Europe's capital cities. Hunter was really moving uptown now, appearing in many prestigious shows, her popularity growing, especially with an artistic and musical elite, which included songwriters Cole Porter and Noel Coward.
Hello, hello, yes?
Yes, this is the maid speaking.
Well, what do you want?
I'm calling to say that Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
One of her more remarkable film appearances was the 1935 British film Radio Parade. She was featured in a highly produced musical number called Dark Shadows.
Shadows, how they are haunting me.
Accompanied by a large chorus and elaborately choreographed. Dark Shadows was not only a keen criticism of racism and segregation,
people regard me with hatred,
but unusual for its time, was the film's only segment shot in a new color process.
Must I appear to be fated, all just because of my skin?
Back in the U.S. in the late 30s, Hunter was hired for a brief stint at NBC Radio. She played Connie's Inn with Louis Armstrong and appeared at the 1940 World's Fair with W.C. Handy, Benny Carter, and Maxine Sullivan. When World War II began in 1940, Alberta was hired by the U.S. government to entertain troops with the USO tours overseas.
What a group I had. Oh, we used to wreck those shows. And I would sing, if I could be with you, went out tonight. Fellas holler, ah, oh, I said, suffer your dog. Thousands and thousands of guys just standing all around. It was wonderful.
Plunk that piano, Mr. Boogie, please. Nice and slow so you can render it with ease. When you groove it on the afterbeat, you'll see old and young shaggy.
After the war in the late 40s, she was performing in England, toured Canada, and played long residencies in Chicago. By the end of the Korean War, she had done 7 USO tours overseas.
Woogie woogie swing.
It was 1954. Alberta Hunter was nearly 60 years old.
I went as far as you could go. I played Broadway. I played the Royal Theatre in London. I played the Casino de Paris in Paris. And I figured I had gone to the top.
Shortly after her mother died, she quit show business, enrolled in a practical nursing course, claiming she was only 50, took a job and worked 20 years in nursing, and deeply dedicated to her patients.
20 years and was never late one day. They all recognized me because I tried to be so good to them. And if the time was up, if my supposed to work 6 hours or whatever amount of hours I was supposed to work, if my time was up, if my patient was restless, I'd stay right there and try to soothe them to sleep before I'd go home. And that learned me how
to try to be kind to my fellow man.
But in 1977, she reached mandatory retirement age.
I was the most hurt person in the world when they retired me from the hospital. 65 is mandatory to retire. Well, they gave me 5 more years. They thought I was 70. So when they retired me, they thought I was 70. I was 82.
Your pocket, not one penny. Friends, you haven't any. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again.
5 months later, Alberta Hunter returned to performing at the Cookery in Greenwich Village and on 3 Columbia Records. Her fame and voice now greater and richer than ever. And she continued to perform until shortly before her death in 1984 at age 89. A timeless diva of song, Alberta Hunter.
I'm having a good time, me. Please don't blame me. Oh, I'm knocking myself out, yes. Don't try to tame me. Hey, let me have my fun. I've got to have my fling, yes. Some folks say I'm blowing my top. Talk don't mean a thing. Ooh, I'm having a fiesta while I'm living. Cause tomorrow I may die, yeah. That's why I'm having a ball today. And I ain't passing nothing by. So if I make my bed hard, that's my problem. Let me lay. I'm having a good time living my life today. I say I'm having a good time. Yeah, please don't blame me. Oh, I'm knocking myself out. Don't try to tame me. Let me have my fun. I've got to have my fling. Some folks say I'm snapping my cap, but talk don't mean a thing, not now. Hey, I'm living my life while I'm living, cause tomorrow I may die. That's why I'm having a fiesta today, and I ain't passing nothing by. Oh, if I make my road rough, that's the price that I've got to pay, not you. I'm having a good time living my life today.
A new kind of tune I'd like to sing to you. It's a cross twixt a stomp and a ballyhoo, full of rhythmical strains that work on the brains. And if you ever hear it once, you want to hear it again. A nice peppy tune with a ginger swing. It's got a groove kind of lilt that'll make you sing. Mighty nice chocolate spice is that boogie-woogie classy swing. Plunk that piano, Mr. Boogie, please. Nice and slow so you can render it with ease. When you groove it on the afterbeat, you'll see old and young shagging up and down the street. Play that boogie-woogie swing, hey, hey. Every time you see me coming down your way, you can make me lendy, make me walk that thing I'm talking about, that boogie-woogie swing. Ah, groove it, Atlanta. Heywood playing that piano. He's a mess, ain't he? Ah, make us thankful for what we're about to receive. ¶¶ stretch run. Take your shoes off. Don't be dancing so loud. Folks downstairs kick it. Pluck that piano, Mr. Boogie, please. Nice and slow so you can render it with ease. If you groove it on the after beat, you'll see old and young shagging up and down the street. Play that boogie-woogie swing, hey, hey. Every time you see me coming down your way, you can make me lend and make me walk that thing, talking about that boogie-woogie swing. I'm talking about that boogie-woogie swing, yeah.
Boogie-woogie swing, Alberta Hunter in 1940, with one of her best accompanists, Eddie Haywood. Haywood, incidentally, was later in residency at the Cookery in New York around the time of Alberta's big comeback there. We also heard yet another of her original tunes, I'm Having a Good Time, from 1980, and boy, at that time, she sure was having a great time. Dave Radlauer bringing you a timeless diva of song on Jazz Rhythm. Incidentally, those interview clips of Alberta Hunter are taken from an excellent documentary about her called My Castle's Rockin', available from a company called Video View, and includes some delightful live performances from around 1980, like this Darktown Strutters Ball.
I'll be down to get you in taxi, babe. Please, red about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get back, honey, two steps, I'm gonna have them all. That's out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night, I'll be docked out. One more, lay it on me, come on, folks. I said, tip on. Be ready by 8:30. Honey, don't be late, I wanna be there. Yeah, when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, two steps, I'm gonna have them all. Dance out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night, I'm talking about tomorrow night. I'm talking about tomorrow night. One more, one more, one more, one more, come on. Honey, please be ready by 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I wanna be there. Yeah, when that band starts to play. Remember, when we get there, honey, two steps, I'm gonna have them all. Dance out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Oh, tomorrow night, I'm talking about tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Alberta Hunter holding court at the Cookery in Greenwich Village, the locale of her celebrated comeback around 1980.
I'm happy, baby. Happy when I'm with you. Let's go. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, yeah, depends solely on you. I never mind.
You can learn more about early jazz, send me questions, comments, or request a program playlist at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, now a monthly online publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. By the way, this is a remix of a program that when first aired in 2000, earned a Golden Reel Award from the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me to recall and celebrate a timeless diva of song. And don't forget that Alberta Hunter was very popular in the classic blues category all through the 1920s.
Give me all your love, Daddy, or let me be. This halfway stuff ain't got 'em for me. Oh, give me all the love you've got, else you're gonna make me hot. I just must have it, so give me every bit you've
got. You know I don't stand no bluffing stall. I don't want none if I can't get it all. Give me all the love you've got, else you're gonna make me hot. I say I want your loving, so give me every bit you've got. If I get too greedy, just call my hand. But you can't give me any more than I can stand. Oh, I want all you've got, 'cause I can stand an awful lot. I want your loving, so give me every bit you've got. Oh, you know I'm built for comfort, I've got lots of speed. So daddy, don't ask me how much I need, 'cause I'll take every bit you've got. I can stand an awful lot. I want your loving, so give me every bit you've got. Oh, just like a groundhog loves his hole, I love you if you can satisfy my soul. Give me all the love you've got, whether it's enough or not. Oh, I want your loving, daddy, so give me every bit you've got. Love me, Papa, and treat me rough. Looks like I just can't get enough. I want all you've got, whether it's enough or not. I got to have your loving, so give me every bit you've got. I pick that thing, just gonna keep you right here by my side till I feel I've been satisfied. Daddy, I say I want all you've got, else you're gonna make me hot. I got to have your loving, so give me every bit you've got. You know a little bit only makes me mad, so give me all, 'cause it's just too bad. I want all you've got, that's the only way to touch the spot. I want your loving, so give me every bit you've got.
A Saldy Blues by Alberta Hunter from 1929, and she made over 75 classic blues recordings during the 1920s.